We come to Mass every Sunday. We come Sunday after Sunday. What we attend here, we can call a ritual, a holy thing that we do, but much of it does involve repetition and routine. And because of the repetition and routine, we can get kind of used to it, take it for granted, and sort of move through it without really thinking about what we're doing. That is the danger of any ritual, a danger of any kind of a routine. In order for us not to fall into that kind of routine and sort of not think about what we're doing, it is good every now and then just to stop and think and talk about the importance of the various rituals, the various aspects of the Mass, to remind us how very important every part of the Mass is and how it all fits together and has a certain dynamic. So I want to do that this morning, and what I want to do is talk about something called the Prayers of the Faithful, also called the Petitions, and officially, this part of the Mass is called the Universal Prayer, the Universal Prayer. My inspiration for wanting to talk about this subject today is today's second reading, which begins with St. Paul speaking to St. Timothy in the following words. And as he speaks to St. Timothy, St. Paul is speaking to all of us this inspired word of God. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. So then, in today's second reading, we basically have God himself, through St. Paul, indicating he wants us to offer up these kinds of prayers. And we hear the word prayers in there. We also see the word petitions. Another word we may not be super familiar with, we probably heard before, and that's supplications. Supplications, we can see, is basically specific and heartfelt requests to God to help us. So prayers, petitions, supplications, St. Paul is telling us in today's second reading, this is something that should be offered. The highlights, even further highlights, of something that we do at the Mass with these petitions is St. Paul mentioned they should be offered for everyone. If you stop and think about the individuals we pray for in the prayers of the faithful, it includes everyone, the living, the dead, all kinds of different kinds of individuals, and so everyone. St. Paul then goes on to be very specific, and he says, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. So of all the people that we're praying for, he's highlighting, emphasizing, being very specific about those who are in charge of our common life, the life that we all share together. Those who are involved in promoting and protecting the common good. He wants to make sure we pray for those in authority, those who lead us, those who take care of us. And then he goes on to indicate exactly why. He says, this is pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved. It is interesting how he brings up salvation, being saved, and it seems like kind of coming out of nowhere, but the point he's making here, that there's all kinds of benefits to peace. There's all kinds of benefits to peace, to a quiet life, a tranquil life, all kinds of benefits to that. But a great one, and this is where St. Paul is highlighting, a great one is that if we have peace, if we have tranquility, it's easier for us to work out our salvation in the context of the church, for all to be saved, which is something God wants. It's easier for us for that to happen if there's peace. Now, of course, salvation can happen anytime, whether there's peace or war, riots or strife, whatever's going on, we can always be saved in every age. But it's easier if there's peace. For example, imagine if we were in the midst of a war right here in our own area. It'd be difficult for us to gather together. We may be under persecution. We may be in despair. We may be losing hope. And so it does become more difficult in times of war. And this is why St. Paul is asking us to pray for those in authority, those in charge of the common good, that we may have this peace, this tranquility, so we can attend to the work of the church. The church can do her work, which is the salvation of souls. We are feeling a certain sense of unrest, of chaos, of violence. And so because of this feeling we have these days, very recently, perhaps for the last number of years, for those who have lived longer, maybe the last decades, a certain coming apart of our society, then these kinds of petitions which we always offer, we want to be even more urgent as we pray these prayers, as we participate in them. And now I want to talk about exactly where these petitions occur in the context of the Mass. And as I locate where the petitions occur, I want us all to realize there's a certain dynamic. It's not an accident the petitions are placed where they are. And the Church actually is providing us certain development, certain things she wants us to go through as we're at Mass, leading us through the Mass, that helps us with the petitions, and then further on with the sacrifice of the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, and Holy Communion. And so, just a few moments ago at this pulpit, we had the readings. We had our first reading. Then, over by the choir area, we had the responsorial psalm, which was sung. Then we had the second reading, which I'm focusing on today. Then Deacon Rob did the gospel. And now I'm giving the homily. So all of this part is focusing on the readings. We have this part of the Mass at every Mass. We always have readings, and they're always from the Bible. They're different every week, but the readings always happen. We should be very aware. The reason why we have the readings, because what the readings are meant to do is remind us of the mighty works of God, what God has done, what God has taught us, how God has loved us, how God has never given up on us, how God has sent his Son. As we hear in today's second reading from St. Paul, God wants to save us. The readings are meant to remind us of that. The readings remind us every week that God is good. In his goodness, he is believable. When he makes his promises, he follows through. God is believable. And what I'm supposed to be doing with my homily is to highlight, enhance what the Word of God says, to strengthen our faith. If God is believable, then we should believe. We should have faith. Our faith should be strengthened. Our faith should be inflamed. So that then is the dynamic of the readings. The next thing we do is very closely connected with the readings. We have a few moments of silence. For myself, I'll walk back and go back over to the altar. We'll have a few moments of silence. And then we'll all stand. The next thing we do is profess our faith. We say the creed. So the dynamic is God is good. He's powerful. He's believable. So what do? We profess our faith in God. We say, if you're believable, we believe you. I believe. We say that in unison as we pray the creed. I believe in one God and so on, in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. That is the dynamic. The readings strengthen our faith. We then profess our faith. After the creed is when we have the petitions. What we're doing with the petitions is we are saying, God is good. We believe in him. We'll act on that belief now. We're going to now ask God for help in various ways to bless us, bless our parish, bless kings, bless those in authority, keep us in peace. Let all of us work out our salvation, that we are offering these petitions. St. Paul, in today's second reading, is basically indicating we should do this, and there is a dynamic, a reason why it occurs as it does at this point, at certain points in the Mass. And then, of course, this is not the highest point. The petitions are important, but not the highest point. We move on to the offering, the sacrifice of Jesus being changed and offered to the Father, and then Holy Communion. We can see for both of these most important parts of the Mass, our faith is necessary and the help of God is necessary, which is why the readings and the petitions come before the sacrifice in Holy Communion. Just a side note, as I speak about the parts of the Mass right now, I want to let you know that when I was a child, I was an expert in the parts of the Mass. Not these parts of the Mass, because they were in the middle. The parts of the Mass in which I was expert were the ones at the end. I knew the ones at the end, and as we got to those ones at the end, I began to think, we're almost there. This is almost over. We can soon go home. Actually, now I want to talk about what is really most important about this message from St. Paul, and that is, how then should we participate in the prayers of the faithful? And this is where the routine can come in. As I've been thinking about this, getting ready for this homily today, I've been thinking about a priest, how I can easily fall into this, and that is sort of go through the routine without really paying attention to what's being said or what's being done, and really not doing what St. Paul is asking us to do. And so I want to observe that when we do the petitions, we are standing. As I said, I will go back to the altar. You're seated right now. I'll have us all stand up. We'll say the creed together. Then we'll go into the petitions. So we are standing, which is sort of in a position of attention. Right now, you're in a position of repose, more relaxed, listening. But when you're speaking to God, you're standing up at attention. And so then, I want us to be attentive. We want to give our attention, as we're saying our petitions, to two things. The first is what we're saying. And this is, again, where we can fall into a routine. And so listen carefully. The lector will be here reading these petitions. Listen carefully, because they're doing exactly what St. Paul asks us to do, instructs us to do, the Word of God. Pray for everyone, supplications for everyone. So everyone's being prayed for. We want to be attentive to whom we're praying for in each one of the petitions. Everyone's prayed for. We want to be attentive. So that's first. Listen carefully to what the petition is. And then secondly, attention to whom we're speaking. That when we're doing the petitions, we're saying, Lord, hear our prayer. We are speaking to the Lord. We're speaking to the Lord God. Almighty God in heaven, God himself through his word has instructed us to speak with him, to petition him. And so he wants to hear from us, so we want to be attentive to him. We've probably all had people come up to us and ask something sort of inattentively, and we can realize what they're asking for, it's really not important to them, so it's probably not important to me either. Other occasions, someone comes to us, we can tell they're focused. They're very attentive on what they're saying, and they realize who they're speaking to, and we take them more seriously. God also treats us as adults. We want to act like adults with him and be attentive to what we're saying and to him to whom we speak. And then next, after attention, is with all of our heart. We all know what it's like to pray with all of our heart. When someone's very sick, when some situation's very dire, challenging situations, we pray with all of our heart. We should pray with our petitions with all of our heart. We're talking about serious things, peace, people's health, people who have died. We should pray with all of our heart. Today, then, we are blessed from St. Paul. The inspired word of God has been spoken to us, something we realize, something we feel, and that is we are in the midst of great needs. In every age, there are great needs, and St. Paul is instructing us what to do with our great needs, and that is present them to God in petitions, prayers, supplications, thanksgivings. And we do that at the Mass with our prayers of the faithful.